Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. Hey, guess what?
What?
We found out Tony's normal at something.
Yay.
How many times do you sneeze when you have a sneezing fit?
One, two tops. I'm a minimal sneezer.
I'm a three sneezer almost no matter what. I have gone to four before, but it's always a minimum of three. And the first two are like warning shots. Is that you? That's you. Yes, you! I don't know why I got to go through those first two, but somebody here broke it down. It's from a website called the Magnolia Reporter. And they asked people how many times they sneeze during a normal sneezing fit. The top two answers were 3 to 4 times with 43% of the vote.
You're normal.
Yeah, 1 or 2 times with 40%. So we're both fairly normal people on the sneezing, Tony. Finally,
Yay.
Something that we're both normal at.
How about that?
Now, there are some extreme sides of it. 7% of people sneeze at least 5 times.
Uncle Greg. Remember Uncle
Greg?
Oh,
my gosh.
That dude sneezed and didn't quit.
4% of people sneeze at least 7 times, and 5% of people sneeze at least 10 times. Can you imagine that?
Those people are on what we call sneeze-enhancing drugs.
What's this? I can sneeze 10 times.
Yeah, I'm on the pepper, man.
Yeah.
The pepper, it's, Lance Armstrong and all that.
I do a CrossFit sneeze.
Yeah, that's the over-sneeze-a-cheeser.
So that's why I do a 10, man.
Yeah, check me out.
Plus, when I sneeze, it makes my man bun go up and down, and that's cool.
Did I just hear you call Tony normal?
In this one specific thing, he is normal.
Glad you heard that. Well, you ain't got to laugh now.
Heck, he's so proud he's putting this on his resume.
Tony is normal.
Yeah, Jason said it out loud with his outside voice.
I did. But in this one thing, he's normal. The rest is still up in the air.
Okay.
How about you on a good sneeze fit? How many do you blow?
2 or 3. I've always heard if you do 3 in a row, you're supposed to have good luck.
Oh, well, you know what? That must be true. I've been extremely lucky and blessed my entire life, and I sneeze 3 times all the time.
The worst sneeze in the world is the one where...
That won't come out?
No, the one where something comes out and you don't know where it went.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
You feel it blow
yeah,
out.
Yeah, hide and sneeze. I hate that game.
I know I blew something out. Where'd it go?
The one I hate is when you can't. Like, your nose is making all the funny feelings like you have to, and you just walk around looking ridiculous. And you never do sneeze. It's embarrassing.
It looks like the face guitar soloists make when they're in the middle of a good solo.
Yeah, I've got Keith Urban face. I'm sad about the average number of laughs we have for, you know, normal people. We're not normal. We laugh all the time.
Yeah, but as far as the popular number, it's low.
It's low. I'm depressed about it. The average American laughs 8 times a day. And here are the 10 most universally funny things, according to this research.
Don't that seem low? 8 times?
Yeah, it does.
I saw that number and I thought,
I bet I've already laughed 8 times today.
Yes.
Got to get the laugh count up.
No kidding.
I guess it's our job, Tony.
All right, we got to work harder.
Here are the 10 things that people find the most universally funny. Number one is things our kids say.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Sitcoms on TV is number 2. Memes and animal videos comes in at number 3.
I'm a big fan.
Reality TV?
No, you don't ever see nothing funny on there.
Number 5 is dad jokes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I love dad jokes.
Dad quotes.
Cornier the better.
The quotes. Mm-hmm. Things, you know, which is normally on a meme, so that's the other one.
People mispronouncing words. I guess that's why I get so many laughs a day.
It is funny when people do it.
Well, I was talking about you.
Well, I do mispronounce, but I mean, the grammar Nazis are out there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then that gives them something to do because their life is miserable and all they think about is grammar.
One of the other top 10 things we laugh at is bad photos of people. What does that say about us? Ah, look how terrible you look. Puns comes in at number 9. Watching someone trip and fall.
Hey, there's a compilation on YouTube. It's like 1 minute of people falling, and it's hysterical.
That's so great that making fun of how people look and watching people hurt themselves has made the top 10. And something that I didn't think would make the list, I thought these were kind of done, was knock-knock jokes.
Oh, wow. That's when we were little, that was the funny thing.
You could kill with some knock-knock jokes. Aren't you glad I didn't say banana? That's the first. That's like the first knock-knock joke anybody ever learns.
Yeah. Interrupting cow.
Oh, yeah.
Interrupting cow. Move. Yeah. See? Interrupting cow.
Man, right. I love me some knock-knock jokes.
Here, I got one for you.
All right.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Etch.
Etch who?
Bless you.
Oh.
You're right. Those never get old.
That was stupid and great at the same time.
I had my voice this morning. You guys are pretty funny today.
No.
you're way up over the numbers of eight.
I think so. Thank you, Danny, for calling and telling us that.
Yeah, I just had to, tell you that because I didn't want you to be all down and think that, people ain't laughing.
Oh, we don't care that much.
Well, I think
hey, don't you think that number's low, Danny? 8 laughs a day.
That's low.
Yeah.
That's low. That's got to be low. That had to have been like a 0-0 behind it because I laugh all the time.
There's got to be a lot of just angry people out in the world, man. I don't know.
An unhappy human that only laughs 8 times a day.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine only laughing 8 times
no.
a day.
No. Uh-uh.
I wouldn't want to wake up if I just laughed 8 times. I mean, I laugh 8 times going to the bathroom sometimes.
Well, some people ain't as funny in the bathroom as you are, Danny.
I know, man. I got a mirror that's right there, and I can look at it and make faces at myself and stuff. It's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
Oh, it'll be okay. Don't cry, guys.
Oh.
Lord God, I'm on today.
That's a classic there.
Thank you, Dan.
Have a good one.
I see you, dude. This morning we held Facebook court, and it was all about people who block the aisle so they can visit.
Jason thinks it's a crime.
It is a crime.
Okay, but a misdemeanor. Now, I disagree. Your Honor, I'll block people. Granted, it is rude.
No, it's rude.
But, now that's taking it too far to find them a grocery store crime.
It's, they get there, they park. It's like, look, if you haven't seen your cousin in 3 years, there's no reason to hold me up because you have a terrible family. You could have picked up the phone, called. You could have gone to their house. You could have planned a family reunion. You could have had some barbecue together somewhere. But no, what you're going to do is spend 10 minutes in an aisle by the crackers that I need, wondering how everybody's mama's doing. Maybe if y'all would talk some, you wouldn't have to hold me up. You know what it is?
What?
It's obstruction of groceries. And it should be fined to the top of the law.
Okay, now, how about this? A buggy timer. We'll call it the talking timer.
Uh-huh.
And when they pause, the little buzzer in the buggy beeps. It gives them 30 seconds to find out how Aunt Helen's hip is. And then move on. Okay. But charging them a fine. I think that's getting carried away.
You're going to have to do something to keep them from doing it. Some comments. Sharon Chapel Pierce says, agree with stipulations. If they aren't in my way, it's probably okay. If they slow my roll, they gots to go.
Well, Sharon.
Repeat offenders should be banned from the Walmarts, not just the one, the whole chain. So she is full on this.
Okay. Now, Sharon, listen. The woman at the Walmarts that's handing out the free little beef tips on a toothpick.
Yeah.
She is contributing to the delinquency of a shopper.
I agree with that.
Because, I mean, everybody's going to wait and try to have the beef tip on the toothpick.
Right. And you don't have to stand there and pretend like you're going to buy them. She knows you ain't. Get it and go. Get it and go. Eat while you walk. Eat while you walk, people.
Well, okay.
You got to stand there either.
Well, if you're going to find the too long aisle talkers, you're going to have to also find the lady with the beef tip toothpicks.
Brenda Walden Curtis says, horns on the buggies, beep, beep. Oh, I would be ridiculous at that. I'd be the one getting kicked out of the grocery store then.
Imagine if there were clown horns on buggies. That'd make shopping some fun.
Head over to Facebook. Give us your opinion on today's Facebook court.
Hi, Jason.
Hey.
Hey.
Shut the hell up. There's an old saying called it says, lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. If you didn't come to shop, get out of the store.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, man. You got get your butt moving.
Yeah.
Well, now, Rhino.
I mean, what if I'd already picked up meat? That meat could spoil by the time I wait for them people.
Yeah, they're not there that long.
That's why they put milk at the end so you can get around all the people clogging up the aisle so it doesn't spoil.
Hey, Tony.
What?
What if somebody would say, well, I'm just going to stop right here in the middle of the road and chit-chat with my friend I haven't seen. All of a sudden, here you come up, and then you got to drive all the way back up around.
Oh.
All the way around.
Yeah. See, that is another thing, man. People who stop in the middle of the road and don't get out of their car and talk to each other, I'm all right for a second. But if I pull up behind you, chop, chop.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is add it to their grocery bill, so those people, you would give them a tax?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not agreeing with a fine you on your grocery bill now.
Oh,
or
you're not?
You ain't going to shop. Move
oh,
on,
what are you? Are you just getting soft?
Why do you need to fine them for?
Well, I mean, we're not doing it, Rhino. So, I mean, we don't have to worry about getting fined. If you're not going to have to worry about getting fined, why do you care if other people get fined?
Well, I do stop and talk to people every
now
and then.
Oh, I see.
Hey, there is very minimum traffic. And if anybody comes down the aisle, I start watching them to see where they're looking, see if I'm parked in a spot that they want to shop.
Oh, okay. All right.
But now you're a Harley rider, and you Harley riders are bad to sit in the middle of the road. And, hey, look at my leather, bro. Look at my new black vest with the spikes on it.
Hey, Tony, what? You know me. You know damn well I don't sit in no middle of the road.
No, you got the loudest motorcycle I've ever heard in my life, yeah.
And knowing when I had the other one, if I was a moving, I know a lot of time I was on one wheel.
Hey, man, thanks for calling, dude. We appreciate it.
We'll see you later. Yeah, I got a question.
Okay.
So the Walmart shoppers that talk to each other and their relatives talking to each other, what you're really trying to say is you don't have no relatives that really want to talk to you?
Well, no, my relatives have sense enough just to, we'll call each other, run by each other's house. We ain't got to catch up at Walmart.
Are you an aisle blocker, Foster?
Some of them you just don't want calling you. That's why you meet them only at Walmart.
Oh, it's one of those surprises. Oh, crap. There's Cousin Daryl.
Dang, don't look at him.
Oh, he saw me. Dang. Oh, Daryl's coming over here now. Bet he's drunk.
Yeah.
He's always like that. That's why his wife left him.
His second wife, too, is what I heard.
We're going to have to stand here and talk to him because he's Ken. We gave you just a little bit of, I mean, a very, very, very small amount of motivation today.
We all need it.
Now, it's time for a motivational moment to help push us over the obstacles that life puts in our way. To remind us that anything is possible when we believe in ourselves and get filled with inspiration. A moment to remind us we can climb any mountain and battle any storm.
You can do it.
Now let's carry those words of wisdom across the finish line of victory. Officer Smith Wesson dropped by. He was cracking down. Hello, this is Captain Corporal Lieutenant Master Sergeant Special Forces and Girl Scout Cookie Baker Smith Wesson with this reminder. We're cracking down on unlicensed mobile tattoo vans. Getting a tattoo in a clean, licensed business is fine. But getting ink work done in a van in some parking lot is illegal. Plus, it's a bad idea.
I've seen a Winnebago parked at the Walmarts. The sign said discount tattoos, so I figured it was legit. All I wanted was Larry Loves Betty on my arm. Not only did he get infected, he misspelled Betty.
That says booty, sir!
Yeah, and Betty's still mad. She tried to take it off with a belt sander, but it was so painful I kept blacking out.
I mean, that's not even close to saying Betty. That's clearly booty!
Yep. Betty makes me wear long sleeves, even in the summer.
This poor victim is just one of the many. Unlicensed tattoo vans are not welcome here. They can spread disease and
It's obvious they spread bad spelling. If you see a van in a parking lot offering cheap tattoos, you better let them know I'm cracking down.
Brought to you by Pavgatip. People against vans giving tattoos in parking lots.
Tony's word of the day.
Here's a new one.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Popsicle. A popsicle is what you call a grape-flavored tree limb. Popsicle.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And the best country lyric never written.
I put the grand in Grand Ole Opry.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Wonder Woman broke up with the Invisible Man. She said, I hope I never see you again.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And as always, we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
Real Good. A lot of times, for a real good to happen, a real bad has to happen first.
Unfortunately.
And that's what happened to this family. Vaughn Lutton and Lori Rippey, they lost their house to a fire. Both of them survived, and so did their four kids.
Good.
So they all got out.
Lost everything.
A reporter named Marty Griffin, he recently talked to them about it, and he decided to see if he could help. This reporter did. So he started asking around. And now a random guy who's never met them or anything like that, doesn't know them, complete stranger.
Don't know who they are.
Has offered to donate another house that he owns.
Whoa.
The man doesn't want to be identified. He did talk to the reporter and explained that it's that some things he's just able to do, so he's doing it.
Wow. And you watch the good Lord bless that man.
Absolutely.
For the gift like that.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have another house fall in his lap.
The house needs some work before they can move in, so Vaughn and Lori's friends have started raising money for them, and they've about got it. They've got $9,000.
Wow.
And another person's offered them a free apartment until the house is ready. And the reporter who set it all up got to tell Vaughn and Lori about their new house.
What a rewarding conversation. I bet that was.
I mean, how moved was that reporter to go through all that?
It all started with him.
All he had to do is go out there and report there was a house fire.
And boom, leave.
But I guess he got touched somehow and decided and got the ball rolling. Man, that's awesome. Marty Griffin, the unidentified guy as well, both all the friends who've raised $9,000 for this, what appears to be a great family. Y'all are
real good.
Well, that's it for the podcast today. Thank y'all so much for listening. Be sure to tell your friends about it so we can get more people to listen to it, so it'll feed our giant egos.
Yeah, they need the feeding.
My ego's hungry. How about yours,
yeah,
Tony?
Starved to death.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. In case you missed it.